This is my single mama diary, and you're with me, Miriam Angel. How are you doing? Thank you for joining me on this episode. Anyway, how are you doing? Hope you're keeping well. We're going through all this craziness. Most of us are in the house. Most of us are just wondering when this crisis is going to end. And most of us are hoping that it's going to end soon enough. Me too, because I want to go to so many places. Yeah. Today, I want to talk about nannies. And every mom, it doesn't matter whether you're a single mom or whether you have a partner, as in it doesn't matter. Every parent goes through the headache, experiences the headache of trying to get a nanny. And I say headache because it's a hassle. It's a hassle when you're trying to find the right person to be with your kid, because this is your kid. And you wouldn't be comfortable leaving your kid with someone you don't trust, you know. And that's the thing. Having a nanny is just like that blind trust, trusting someone blindly and saying, you know what, I'm crossing my fingers that you're gonna do the right thing. I'm crossing my fingers that you're gonna take good care of my baby. I'm crossing my fingers that you're not gonna do any shitty stuff. Yeah. And I'm crossing my fingers that you're gonna be the best nanny ever. So every parent battles this. You're always trying to find the right person, the right nanny to take care of your kid. And you know, most of us are always like, you know what, how do I bring a stranger to my house? How do I get to a space whereby I'm comfortable having a total stranger next to me without worrying about so many things? And most of us, I'm always worried and paranoid about so many things, especially when I was starting, you know, when my daughter was young. I was just like, I don't know this person so well. What am I going to do? So I would make calls over and over and over again. I think I would literally make calls after every 2 hours just to check on my baby. Because it's different. If you're a working mom, that means you'll be going to work 8 to 5, and then someone will be with your kid for all those hours. And even if you're a stay-at-home mom, there are instances whereby you just like, you know what, you want to go somewhere, you want to visit someone, you want to run some errands, you're going to leave someone else with your kid. So most parents always go through the hassle of just trying to find the right nanny. Now for me, I did a lot of things. I tried, because you know, I think recommendations are always the best. Just trying to ask friends, where did you get your nanny? Where did you get your nanny? How is she? Can I get one as well? Or you're calling back at home and you're telling your mom, I need a nanny. Can you get me one back at home? Because you're always like, you know what? If they come from back at home, it's safe because you can always trace them. You know, growing up, I remember I think back then our parents used to have nannies who used to stay. You could stay with a nanny for like 10 or 5 years, like for way longer years than what our generation is experiencing right now. Nowadays, if you stay with a nanny for like 2 years or even 3 years, man, you're lucky, because they leave at like 6 months, at like 1 year, they're gone. So you're always trying to find someone who's going to stick around, because you don't want to be the kind of person who's changing one nanny after the other, because again, kids need someone they can bond with. Kids need someone they can connect with. Now, I mean, yes, I tried my mom. I tried using my mom's connection to get nannies, which I did, which was okay. Then at some point, I had to figure out, what am I going to do? Am I going to go to the agency now? I also tried the agency bit of it, which was also crazy. And you know, not everyone has the money to put cameras in their houses to just monitor things and just try and figure out, you know what, is my baby okay? Is my baby safe? Is my baby even still in the house? You know, not everyone has that. So what you do is that you're always just trusting your gut, and you're always praying and crossing your fingers and saying, God, I hope the person that I brought in my house, I hope the person that I left with my kid is actually a good person. I am going to talk about two of my nannies because I remember all their names. I haven't had like a lot of nannies, which is a good thing. But also I feel like, of course, I've had my own share of good and bad nannies. So when you're looking for a nanny, you're always thinking about so many things. For me, I'm always looking at the age. I'm always looking at, as in, have you been with kids? Have you taken care of kids before? How is your relationship to the kid like? You know, so mostly I never really thought about having a grown person or a grown ass woman in my house taking care of my kids. I was just like, you know what, it's fine. But then when you hear conversations with what people say, people are always like, you know what, they'll come into your house, they'll take charge, they'll try and do dinini-nini. So you're always just like, yo, maybe I should get a younger nanny. Then I also opted for the beat of having a younger nanny, and that was also crazy. So I'm going to talk about my experience having a younger nanny and also having an older nanny, which was crazy. Now, this one time, after I got tired of getting nannies from home, because it wasn't working at all, so I resorted to getting nannies from the agency. So I found an agency, I called them, I went and visited them, and I asked them how they were training their nannies and what was in place. And the agencies are quite expensive. Getting nannies from the agencies, it's good, but then again, it's also expensive. And I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna do it, because if you work from Monday to Friday, you need someone to be in your house to take care of your baby, especially if your baby has not started going to school. And that's what I was experiencing at that point. So this one time I got a nanny, way older. I think she was in her mid-30s or almost late 30s. So I was just like, you know what, it's fine, I don't mind. If anything, she's a mom, she's raised other kids, she's got her own kids, and then now she's gonna be motherly and all that. So yeah, I got her in my house. Her name was Salome. So I got Salome in the house, and the introduction was, I went and picked her up. I was just like, yo, how are you? My name is Miriam, I have a daughter, so it's just gonna be the three of us. And she was just like, yeah, cool, why not? So I think first week everything was fine, but you're always trying to show someone around, telling them what to do and how you want things done. You know, you have to tell them how you want things done, because it's good if someone understands your methods. Yes, they're gonna have their way of doing things and all that, but it's good if they know how you like things done. So first week was okay, second week was okay, and so I got to know her. That's the thing, because if you're going to have someone in your house, get to know them, have conversations with them, talk to them. So I got to know her. I got to know that she has kids. I got to know that her kids are in high school. I got to know about her family, and I got to know that she's also a single parent. So we kind of developed and built a rapport, and I felt like, you know what, fine, at least we're getting somewhere. But still, I would call every single time. Every single time I was at work, I would make a call. Like, I would just make those abrupt. Have you had those instances where you just say you're not gonna show up, like you're not gonna come back early, but then you just pop in at some point? You're like, yeah, you just show up to just trying to find out if everything is okay. Every mom has done that. Every parent has popped in, like has popped up out of nowhere. Just, you know what? Oh, I was just around the neighborhood. I was just running some errand, then I decided, you know what, I decided to leave work early today. We do that because we just want to make sure that the person that we left our kid with is okay, like everything is fine. As a parent, you're insecure because this is your little human being. It's like a piece of you somewhere, and you just have to take care of it. After a while, we got used to each other, and I was just like, you know what, I don't think I got used to her. I got to a point where I find I respected the fact that she was older than me, and she respected the fact that I was young, but also that now we had to work together. This one time I left work, and I got home at around 7:30, I remember. Then I get to the house, and my door, like, it wasn't locked, it was open, so I could easily get in. Even before I could do that, I could smell something. And you know what, if you drink alcohol, you just know how alcohol smells. If you smoke weed, you just know how weed smells. So there's certain things you don't have to be told, you just know how certain things smell. So I get to the house, and I'm opening my door, and my daughter is seated, she was seated on the carpet, she was watching telly, and I look across her, and my nanny is lying on the floor. Then I'm just like, yo, what's happening? You know, because she wasn't lying on the floor like resting next to my daughter or something. No, she was asleep, she had dozed off, she was snoring. I was just like, what's happening right now? So the first thing, I open the door, and the smell hits me. Yeah, the liquor smell, it hits me, and I'm just like, shoot, that is alcohol. Yeah. Then I look at my daughter, and I'm like, hi mama, how are you? Then she's like, I'm fine. Like, what's wrong? And then she's like, auntie's sleeping. It's 7:30 p.m. She's sleeping. She's snoring. My house, my sitting room smells of alcohol. I was just like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? A lot of things came to my mind. Am I going to wake her up? What am I going to do? Do I kick her out right now? What do I do? You know, so then I'm just standing there looking at her. I'm just like, whoa, what's happening? I got my daughter from the floor. I told her, you know what? Go to the bedroom. I'll be there. I called my neighbor and I was just like, yo, look at this. What's happening? And my neighbor and I, we were literally conversing. My nanny was still lying on the floor. She was down there on the floor. I know it was alcohol because I could smell it. It was too strong. So she got drunk. She blacked out on the floor with my baby seated right next to her watching cartoon. Yeah. So what I did, because I think I was too shocked and I didn't want to wake her up, because I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to leave you. So I left her on the floor. I left her there. I went to the bedroom. I got my daughter ready for bed. We slept. I woke up the next morning. She woke up, of course, before me. No, I actually woke up before her because I got up at around 6. I got up before her, went to the kitchen, prepared my daughter's breakfast, my breakfast and everything. Then she got up. She said, Sasa Mama Saumu. Like, hi, Mama Saumu. And I'm like, hi. And then when she got up, she had actually peed on herself. Yeah, she had peed on herself. There was nothing for me to say. Like, there was nothing for me to say. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to react. So I just asked for an off. I was just like, yo, I can't come into work. I need to fix this situation. So then after she sobered up, she went and showered. I didn't make her uncomfortable. The next day, I was just like, yo, Salome, I can't have you drinking in my house. I can't have you drinking in front of my little girl. I never even do that. Yeah, so that was it with her. I had to let her go. So that's the thing. When you're having people in your life, when you're having nannies in your life, you don't even know. It's a gamble. I always say getting a nanny is a gamble because you don't even know if you're getting the right person or the wrong person. You don't know. You're gambling with your kid. And that's why for me, I always pray so hard. I'm always just like, you know what, God, take care of my little one. You know, I'm leaving the house right now. I'm leaving her with someone. Yes, I might know this person, but please do take care of my little girl. Well, Salome aside, I'm certain so many people can relate because I've had crazy stories from my friends, which I think I'm going to have an episode of different nanny stories from different people. But then Salome was one bad case. And of course, there was another bad case. But also one nanny that I would like to appreciate so much is Rose, because I got to stay with Rose for 2 years and over. And she was just the best. And I say the best to mean she knew her way around my kid. She knew her way around my kid. She knew her way around my house. Now, Rose was a little bit younger than Salome, but she was also older than me. But I think there was an age difference. Yes, there was respect between us. Yes, but she knew her way around my daughter. The way she did things, I was just like, you know what? It's fine. But that's the thing again. If you get a nanny who understands your kid, who takes care of your kid, if they don't know how to cook, ni sawa. I'm always like, you know what? So long as you know how to take care of my kid, so long as you understand her, so long as you know what time to feed her, so long as you know what to do, like just know how to take care of the baby, then the rest of it will just fall in place. Come, if you don't know how to cook, I'm going to show you how to cook, or I'll just be there and I'll cook and I'll do the rest of it. You know, I'll just be there, cook once in a while. But so long as your nanny understands your kid, keep that nanny, because I always say you can't get someone who's 100%. Some people are lucky enough to get nannies who are like 100%, but then also you can't. Sometimes you just can't. If you find a nanny who loves your kid, who takes care of your kid, who has like an immense bond with your baby, then keep that nanny. And for me, that was Rose for me, and that's how I was able to stay with her for 2 years. I'm not gonna say we didn't have our own share of drama. We had our own share of drama. She would go for holidays and never come back. Like, I knew every time she was going for like a December holiday, she'd be like, okay, fine, I'll be back in like 2 weeks, and then I'll wait for another extra 3 or 4 days. That meant that I had to call at work and tell them, you know what, guys, I need an off. My nanny is not yet here. So at some point, you really have to be patient, because then again, you're like, you know what, this person is actually very good with my kid. This person knows how to take care of my baby. And due to the fact that at times there's at the crazy hassle of trying to find the right nanny, you're just like, you know what, I'm gonna settle with you. So yes, at some point you have to compromise. And that's the most unfortunate thing, because you have to compromise. You're like, you know what, you're good, you know how to take care of my baby, that's okay, because that's all I need. The rest of the things we will figure out as time goes by. And I appreciate Rose. She was the best thing that ever happened to my little girl and I. And up to date, I still keep in touch, as much as at some point we had to literally go our separate ways. I still keep in touch with her just to find out how she's doing, how her family is doing, how her kids are doing. And you know what, having been with nannies, I also realized that, you know, there's something, if you find the right nanny, try and get to know them, try and befriend them. As much as you want to be the boss, as much as you want to show that, you know what, I'm in charge, get to know them on a personal level. It doesn't mean that if you get to know someone on a personal level, they're going to disrespect you, which has been the case with some of the nannies that I've had in my house as well. But some of them are actually quite good. Like, if you get to know them on a personal level, you know what to do, you know how to come through for them. They find it easy to approach you and talk to you about certain things, and if they need help, and if they, you know, if they need assistance, it's easy for them to come and approach you. Because I always feel like at times when you bring a stranger to your home, for some of us, you're like, you know what, I'm the boss, you have to respect me, this is how I want something done. And then now they get aggressive, and then now things turn into some messy kind of thing. So it's just like I said, having a nanny, for me, it's always a gamble. You can never tell who you're bringing into your house. It takes time to get to know someone, and you're lucky if you get that one nanny who's gonna stick with you for more than a year. Because nowadays what happens with the young nannies, you get a young nanny, you're like, okay, this is the best, this is gonna work and everything. The next thing, no, I'm leaving, I'm going back home. Or no, I've got a boyfriend, I'm gonna get married. My god. Yeah, and you left with your kid, and you're just like, yo, what do you mean you're gonna get married? You just joined me. I mean, so it's just, I don't know, it's crazy having a nanny. But that's the thing, that's the perks of having a baby. If you're having a baby, that means you're gonna have a nanny, because eventually you cannot do everything by yourself. And at some point, every mom, every parent just needs a breather. Yeah. So I'm also going to talk about another experience that I had, and I feel like this was the most difficult thing for me. I had another nanny, I've forgotten her name, but we stayed with her for like 3 months. Then she had to go back home, and when she was about to come back, she called, and then she was like, you know what, Mama Saumu, I want to come back, but I need your permission to be able to come back with my baby. And that caught me by surprise, because in my search for a nanny, I'm always not looking for one who'd want to come and stay at my place with your baby. That's my thing. And most people are going to be like, no, you mean, yada, yada, yada. But that's just the thing. People have preference. But when she was asking me this, I think our kids were almost of the same age. And I was just like, I don't know how comfortable I am with you coming with your kid, and my kid is there. I mean, I already have my insecurities about leaving my kid with someone, and about you raising my kid while I'm away. But then again, if your kid is there, you know what, let's just be honest, thing is, you're always gonna take care of your kid, you're always gonna put your baby first. But that's not the case with all nannies. I know of my friends who have nannies, and they stay with them with their kids and all that, but for me, my preference was that I just wanted a nanny. I wanted a nanny who wouldn't want to come to my place with their kid. And that really sounds selfish. I mean, now that I've said it out loud, I do feel like I sound selfish. But that's the thing. What was I comfortable with? I wasn't going to do something that I wasn't comfortable with. And for me, in my search for a nanny, I wasn't in a position whereby I wanted to have a nanny who'd be taking care of my baby, and also their kid is also there. I wasn't ready for that. So I had to let her go, as much as I did like her. And I think that's just my thing. I'm not in a space whereby I want to have you. And that's, so nowadays, if I'm looking for a nanny, I'm just like, okay, you're, so do you have kids? How old are they? Are you comfortable leaving them behind? If not, then I mean, it's okay, because I don't ever want to be in a space where I'm forcing someone to take care of my baby, and they feel like, you know what, my baby's back there and my baby's this and this and this, I need to take him. I'm just like, you know what, pick a struggle, decide what you want to do. I mean, I decided to talk about nannies today because I'm thinking we hustle so much and you're always trying to find the right person, and we've had all these crazy stories about nannies and all the crazy things that they do, and we've also had the good stories about nannies and all the good things that they do. I'm just saying, having a nanny is a gamble. Like, having the right nanny is a gamble, and if you have the right one, if you see, if you notice any good, like all those good signs, keep that one. If they can relate well with your kid, if they love your kid, if they're passionate, you know, about taking care of the baby, if you see that motherly thing in them, then keep that one, because then you can find someone who's 100%. What has your experience with nannies been? Do let me know. Yeah, leave a comment below, and you can also leave a comment on my Facebook page and on my Instagram page @MiriamAngel. Do have yourselves a lovely weekend.